This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your news for the hour. After several months of planning and construction, the new multi-use pavilion in Port Austin is now done. The pavilion is located at 8861 Line Street, which is where a former gymnasium used to be that had been dormant for many years. And now the new four-season open-air pavilion facility will be ready for use and viewing on August the 31st. The $4.6 million pavilion will serve as a hub for farmers markets, special events, and can be used for winter activities as well. In the winter, the pavilion can be used as an ice rink for hockey, figure skating, and curling. And then in the summer, it can be used for farmers markets, craft events, and portable pickleball nets, shuffleboard courts, cornhole boards are also available to be used. The facility's multi-use design makes it a key location for a wide variety of community events. And in other news for today, over the summer, there were several upgrades and improvements done to the Marlette school facilities, and there'll still be more to come. Some of the work that was able to be completed over the last few months includes reopening the shop classroom to give the robotics and STEM program more room. Classrooms have also been refitted to improve the art program. New floors have been put in down in the classrooms, and the computer room has gotten new chairs. Also, the gymnasium and some of the other areas have been painted. There will also be a lot more work to come because during the August election, voters approved a $14 million bond proposal for 22 years. That money will be used for remodeling buildings, driveway improvements, site development, and more. There were also some staffing changes done and a new policy was implemented. Elizabeth Gage will now be teaching sixth grade this year instead of fourth grade. Morgan Cavalieri was hired as a sixth grade teacher as well, and Rebecca Alexander is now their new social worker. They also implemented a new policy that students can no longer order meals and have them delivered. However, parents can still drop off meals to their child if they wish. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Hey, Tyler Hansen here with Al Hansen Motors. It's time to score big on a premium used vehicle from Al Hansen Motors. Football season is on its way, but the deals at Al Hansen Motors are happening now. And remember, every vehicle in our regular inventory comes with a free in-house powertrain warranty. The first is a 2021 Chevy Equinox LT. It's all-wheel drive, has heated cloth seats, remote start, Bluetooth with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, automatic brights, lane keep assist, power lift gate, and more. It has 23,000 miles and we're asking $22,780. Need a third row SUV? We have a 2020 Chevy Traverse LT. It's all-wheel drive, has a naturally aspirated 3.6 V6, remote start, power lift gate, heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, and more. It has 93,000 miles and we're asking $23,480. And if you need to save at the pump, we have two gas savers for you. The first is a 2023 Chevy Malibu LT. Heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, a backup camera, and up to 35 miles per gallon. It has 54,000 miles and we're asking $18,980. And wrapping up this week, I have a 2020 Ford EcoSport Titanium. It's fully loaded and gets up to 30 miles per gallon. With 41,000 miles, we're asking $16,580.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. A Huron County woman is now facing retail fraud charges following an appearance in district court. Kristen Ann Janos was arraigned on Monday on a second-degree retail fraud charge stemming from an alleged incident on August the 23rd. During the hearing, Judge Julian Ferris entered a plea of not guilty on behalf of the defendant. The court set bond at $1,000, requiring 10% for release, and ordered her to stay away from the Bad Axe Walmart location. The prosecution also noted outstanding warrants for the defendant in Lapeer and Sanilac counties. Attorney Martin Porzandek has been appointed to represent her moving forward, and a plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for October the 8th at 10 a.m. And in other news for today, Lake Township officials are putting a proposed recreational camping ordinance on hold following continued opposition from residents. The township board voted unanimously on August the 20th to table the proposal while officials review regulations and concerns that were raised by property owners. The draft ordinance would set different rules for camping on developed and vacant properties. Camping on land with a residence would generally be limited to 14 days within a 2-month period without a permit. Camping on vacant property would require a temporary use permit and also generally be limited to 14 days within 4 months. The proposal also covers setbacks, sanitation, camper storage, and enforcement. Township officials say the goal is to prevent campers from becoming unregulated seasonal or even permanent residences. Residents also raise concerns about property rights and restrictions on smaller lots. The board is expected to revisit the proposal on September the 17th. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That newscast has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department.